A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention. We behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home. For it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took his wife into his home. Two essential qualities of the Savior of the world are in this gospel. He will save his people from their sins. So Jesus is the Savior, the one and only Savior of the world. And he is also Emmanuel. God is with us. It's important to remember that we are not saved by some power from on high that, you know, just pulls a switch up there and all of a sudden everything is wiped clean. Sin has more consequences than that. It required that God come on down here, become one of us, so that he could change things. Everything was touched by the Savior, God with us. All of the elements of human life except sin, but, and this is critical, not the consequences of sin. He bore the full consequence of sin upon himself, even though he himself never committed a sin. He was sinless, so that he would touch everything, so that everything would be redeemed, even death, death on a cross. Incarnation, the great feast of the incarnation, which is almost upon us after this last, final, fourth Sunday of Advent. The feast of the incarnation and the cross, which the incarnation enabled to happen, are bound together. It has been said that the wood of the cross and the wood of the manger are of the same stock. Everything had to be touched and lived by the Son of God, including even death. All things redeemed by him, and even sin, in a mysterious way, touches the sinless one. And the sufferings of the cross ensue and are culminated, of course, when he says at last, Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. His job is done. Even death, in a strange, paradoxical way, has been redeemed by the only way that God wanted it to be done, by actually dying as a fully human person. The Savior of the world has come and remains. He lives in our midst. He comes to us on the altars of the world. He comes to us in our prayers. He comes to us in our fellowship. He comes to us in our reading of his word. He comes to us in so many ways. He is always remaining Emmanuel, God is with us. Joseph, a righteous man, knows through a dream, not intellectually, but deep within his heart, that he is now the guardian of this new endeavor, this new presence of God. Give us the faith of Joseph. Give us the acceptance and love of Mary, so that we too may bear Christ in our midst, that our family may become a holy family. Amen.